Welcome to True Crime Briefs. In this podcast, I read a curated selection of press releases from the U.S. Department of Justice that highlight cases prosecuted by U.S. Attorneys General. Connecticut psychologist pays $658,000 to settle allegations she received payments from Medicare and Medicaid for services not provided. Friday, May 5th, 2023. Dr. Evelyn Llewellyn has entered into a civil settlement agreement with the federal and state governments in which she will pay $658,294 to settle allegations that she received payments from the Medicare and Medicaid programs for psychology services that were not provided. Llewellyn is a psychologist licensed by the state of Connecticut. She is married to Dr. Michael Lonsky, PhD, who is also a psychologist licensed by the state of Connecticut. Llewellyn and Lonsky maintained separate medical practices in psychology, operated out of their home offices in Greenwich. Lonsky was responsible for submitting claims for reimbursement to insurance programs, including Medicare and Medicaid, for the psychology services allegedly performed by Llewellyn and Lonsky. The government alleges that Llewellyn received payment for claims submitted by Lonsky to the Medicare and Medicaid programs for psychology services allegedly provided by Llewellyn to Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries that were, in fact, not provided. To resolve the government's allegations, Llewellyn has agreed to pay $658,294, which covers the time period from November 11, 2014 through and including February 5, 2020. On December 12, 2022, Lonsky pleaded guilty in Hartford Federal Court to healthcare fraud. He is scheduled to be sentenced on June 12. Stratford doctor sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for healthcare fraud and illegal kickback offenses. Thursday, April 27, 2023. Anantha Kumar Thillainathan, MD, 45, of Stratford, was sentenced today by U.S. District Court Judge Stephen R. Underhill in Bridgeport to 48 months of imprisonment, followed by 3 years of supervised release for healthcare fraud and illegal kickback offenses. According to court documents and statements made in court, Thillainathan is a medical doctor and the owner and president of MD Care Now LLC, a medical practice with offices in Stratford and Milford. MD Care Now has been a participating provider enrolled as both an internal medicine group and as a behavioral health clinician group in the Connecticut Medicaid program. Between approximately June 2019 and May 2022, Thillainathan submitted or caused to be submitted to Connecticut Medicaid approximately $839,724 in fraudulent claims for psychotherapy services that he knew patients did not receive from his employees. Thillainathan knew that the billed psychotherapy current procedural terminology CPT codes, which identify the nature and complexity of the services provided, were not supported by medical records provided by his employees and that the services were not provided. The investigation revealed that Thillainathan submitted fraudulent claims to Medicaid for reimbursement that falsely represented his employees had rendered 60-minute psychotherapy sessions when in fact his employees only had very brief patients conversations, had only left a voicemail for patients, or had no contacts with patients at all. In addition, in violation of his Connecticut Medical Assistance Program CTMAP provider agreement, Thillainathan paid a third-party patient recruiting company for each Connecticut Medicaid patient the company recruited and provided with transportation to MD Care Now for medical services. Thelai Nathan paid the patient recruiting company approximately $100 per patient for an initial visit to MD Care Now and approximately $40 per patient for any subsequent visit. Between approximately November 2019 and May 2021, Thelai Nathan paid the patient recruiting company for the recruitment of approximately 1,018 Connecticut Medicaid patients and Connecticut Medicaid reimbursed MD Care Now a total of approximately $1,071,328 for services provided to these patients. Judge Underhill ordered Thelai Nathan to pay $1,674,880 in restitution, with $500,000 due within 60 days. On November 3, 2022, Thelai Nathan pleaded guilty to one count of healthcare fraud and one count of kickbacks involving federal healthcare programs. While he was released on bond and awaiting sentencing, Thelai Nathan surrendered his Connecticut Controlled Substance Certificate of Registration. Despite no longer holding a valid controlled substance license, Thelai Nathan wrote at least 34 prescriptions for controlled substances, including 14 prescriptions for oxycodone. Thelai Nathan's bond was revoked, and he has been detained since January 13, 2023. Thelai Nathan, a citizen of Sri Lanka and a lawful permanent resident in the U.S., faces immigration proceedings when he completes his prison term. Two individuals arrested for operating undeclared police station of the Chinese government in Chinatown in Manhattan, Monday, April 17, 2023. Defendants are New York City residents who allegedly destroyed evidence when confronted by the FBI. Today, a complaint was unsealed in federal court in Brooklyn, charging two defendants in connection with opening and operating an undeclared overseas police station located in Lower Manhattan for the Ministry of Public Service, MPS, of the People's Republic of China, PRC. Liu Jianwang and Chen Jinping were arrested earlier this morning at their homes in New York City. Their initial appearances are scheduled this afternoon before United States Magistrate Judge James R. Cho. The prosecution reveals that the Chinese government's flagrant violation of our nation's sovereignty by establishing a secret police station in the middle of New York City, stated United States Attorney Peace. As alleged, the defendants were directed to do the PRC's bidding, including helping locate a Chinese dissident living in the United States, and obstructed our investigation by deleting their communications with a Chinese Ministry of Public Security official. Such a police station has no place here in New York or any American community. The PRC, through its repressive security apparatus, established a secret physical presence in New York City to monitor and intimidate dissidents and those critical of its government, stated Assistant Attorney General Olson. The PRC's actions go far beyond the bounds of acceptable nation-state conduct. We will resolutely defend the freedoms of all those living in our country from the threat of authoritarian repression. The defendants operating on behalf of the government of the People's Republic of China are alleged to have operated an undeclared police station in downtown New York City, stated FBI Assistant Director in Charge Driscoll. Upon learning of the FBI's investigation into the police station, the defendants erased their communications to conceal their activities. Clandestine police stations operating within our communities are not only illegal, but infringe on the United States' freedom. They will not be tolerated. The FBI is unwavering in our mission to protect the American people and uphold our Constitution. Anyone working on behalf of a hostile foreign nation to violate our national security and freedoms will be accountable. As alleged in the complaint, Liu Jianwang and Chen Jinping are charged with conspiring to act as agents of the PRC government as well as obstructing justice by destroying evidence of their communications with an MPS official. While acting under the direction and control of the MPS official, the defendants worked together to establish the first known overseas police station in the United States on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the MPS. The police station, which closed in the fall of 2022, occupied an entire floor in an office building in Manhattan's Chinatown. Liu and Chen helped open and operate the clandestine police station. None of the participants in the scheme informed the US government that they were helping the PRC government surreptitiously open and operate an undeclared MPS police station on US soil. Before helping open the police station in early 2022, Liu had a long-standing relationship of trust with PRC law enforcement, including the MPS. Since 2015, and through the operation of the secret police station, Liu was directed to assist the PRC government's repressive activities on US soil. In 2015, during PRC President Xi Jinping's visit to the United States, Liu participated in counter-protests in Washington, D.C. against members of a religion that is forbidden under PRC law. A deputy director of the MPS awarded Liu a plaque for the work he performed on behalf of the PRC government. In 2018, Liu was enlisted in efforts to cause a purported PRC fugitive to return to the PRC. The victim reported being repeatedly harassed to return to the PRC, including through threats of violence made to the victim and the victim's family in the United States and in the PRC. In 2022, the MPS official sought Liu's assistance in locating an individual living in California who is a pro-democracy activist. In turn, Liu enlisted the help of another co-conspirator. Later, when confronted by the FBI about these conversations, Liu denied that they occurred. In October 2022, the FBI conducted a judicially authorized search of the illegal police station. In connection with the search, FBI agents interviewed both Liu and Chen and seized their phones. In reviewing the contents of these phones, FBI agents observed that communications between Liu and Chen on the one hand and the MPS official on the other appeared to have been deleted. In subsequent consensual interviews, Liu and Chen admitted to the FBI that they had deleted their communications with the MPS official after learning about the ongoing FBI investigation, thus preventing the FBI from learning the full extent of the MPS's directions for the overseas police station. If convicted of conspiring to act as agents of the PRC, the defendants face a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. The obstruction of justice charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. The charges in the complaints are allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. South Bay man sentenced to over 8 years in prison for movie investment scam and for fraudulently selling house bought with illicit proceeds. Wednesday, November 10th, 2021, Los Angeles. A South Bay man was sentenced today to 97 months in federal prison for defrauding Asian investment firms out of $14 million by falsely claiming the money would be used to produce a feature film distributed by Netflix, then, while out on bond, illegally selling the Manhattan Beach house he purchased with his ill-gotten gains by forging the signatures of his victim's lawyers. Adam Joyner, 43, of Manhattan Beach, was sentenced by United States District Judge Andre Birot Jr., who also ordered him to pay $14 million in restitution. Joyner pleaded guilty in October 2019 to one count of wire fraud and in December 2019 to an additional count of wire fraud. Joyner used fake documents and forged signatures to raise millions of dollars from foreign investment firms based in South Korea and China for a movie project he said would be called Legends and would depict American folklore icons such as Paul Bunyan and John Henry. But Joyner's, quote, representations proved to be as fictitious as the legendary figures his film was supposed to depict, end quote, prosecutors wrote in a sentencing memo filed with the court. Joyner, who operated a company called Dark Planet Pictures LLC, defrauded Korea Investment Global Contents Fund, a South Korean investment fund whose assets are managed by Korean Investment Partners Company Limited, which suffered $8 million in losses. Joyner also defrauded a Chinese investment firm called Star Century Pictures Company Limited and its affiliate, PGA Young Park Capital Limited, which invested $6 million into Legends. As part of the scheme, Joyner falsely told the investors that Netflix had agreed to distribute the picture, a claim Joyner supported with a bogus distribution agreement that contained the forged signature of a Netflix executive. Joyner subsequently told the investors that he had terminated the distribution agreement with Netflix and had secured a new agreement with Amblin Partners, all of which was false. Approximately $5.2 million of victim investors' money was used to purchase Joyner's Manhattan Beach residence, and another $4.3 million was transferred to a bank account held by Joyner that may be linked to developing an unrelated film. Prosecutors noted in their sentencing memo that while misappropriating the victim investors' money, Joyner, quote, continued to dissemble, concocting tales of contract negotiations with director Guillermo del Toro and a new distribution agreement with Amblin Partners in an effort to lull his victims into complacency, end quote. After signing his plea agreement, but before he entered his guilty plea in this case, Joyner in October 2019 sold his Manhattan Beach house that he had purchased with the proceeds of his fraud. Before doing so, he fraudulently removed the liens his victims had placed on the house by filing documents bearing the forged signatures of attorneys who represented the victims. Caught again, Joyner entered an additional guilty plea to wire fraud in December 2019. As part of the case, the government seized $5,572,581 from accounts belonging to Joyner, $4 million of which has already been returned to KIGCF. The FBI investigated this matter. Dual citizen admits to laundering romance proceeds. Thursday, April 27, 2023. Houston. A 39-year-old man who holds citizenship in the United States and Ghana has pleaded guilty to operating an illegal money-transmitting business, announced U.S. Attorney Alamdar S. Hamdani. Kenneth Anim had resided in the Houston and Richmond areas. He admitted that from 2014 to 2019, he operated an unlicensed money-transmitting business to launder funds from wire fraud schemes, including internet fraud and romance scams. Anim ran the unlicensed money transmitting business by using shell companies that existed only on paper. As part of the plea, he acknowledged opening and maintaining bank accounts to collect proceeds from internet and romance fraud schemes to send the money to himself, co-conspirators, and overseas. A romance scam occurs when criminals adopt fake online identities to gain a victim's affection and trust. The scammer then uses the illusion of a close relationship to induce the victim, under false pretenses, to send money to the scammer. U.S. District Judge Ewing Werlein accepted the plea and set sentencing for July 21st. At that time, Anim faces up to 5 years in federal prison and a possible $250,000 maximum fine. Anim has been and will remain in custody pending sentencing. FBI conducted the investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Belinda Beek and Grace Murphy are prosecuting the case. Nigerian man sentenced for online fraud schemes. Monday, May 8th, 2023. Defendant extradited from the United Kingdom. Boston. A Nigerian man has been sentenced in federal court in Boston for his role in online fraud schemes. Happy Chukwuma, 30, was sentenced on May 5, 2023 by U.S. Senior District Court Judge Douglas P. Woodlock to 8 months in prison. Time served. On April 10, 2023, Chukwuma pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud conspiracy. Chukwuma was indicted by a federal grand jury in August 2019. He was arrested and detained in the United Kingdom in September 2022 and extradited to the United States in March 2023. Between November 2015 and January 2019, Chukwuma and his co-conspirators participated in a variety of online fraud schemes, including phishing and romance schemes. They exchanged victims' personally identifiable information, including identification and financial documents, and engaged in financial transactions with that information. Several of the victims whose information was compromised were from Massachusetts. Phishing schemes mimic the appearance of legitimate websites to gather victims' online credentials, including usernames, passwords, financial account information, social security numbers, and other types of personal identifiable information. In romance scams, perpetrators generally create fictitious online personas to develop online romantic relationships with individuals in the United States and then leverage those relationships to obtain money and property. United States Attorney Rachel S. Rollins and Joseph R. Bonavolonta, special agent in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation Boston Division, made the announcement today. Assistant U.S. Attorney Mackenzie A. Queenan of Rollins Securities Financial and Cyber Fraud Unit prosecuted the case. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs, the Government of the United Kingdom of Great Britain, and the United Kingdom's Metropolitan Police National Extradition Unit provided critical assistance in securing the arrest and extradition of Chukwuma. Father and son arrested, charged with kidnapping conspiracy in an attempt to force their daughter/sister to marry in Yemen. Thursday, February 16, 2023. Buffalo, New York. U.S. Attorney Trini E. Ross announced today that Khaled Abu Ghanem, 50, and Waleed Abu Ghanem, 32, both of Lackawanna, New York, were arrested and charged by criminal complaint with conspiracy to kidnap persons in a foreign country. The charge carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Charles M. Crooley and Maeve E. Huggins, who are handling the case, stated that, according to the criminal complaint, in December 2022, the FBI began investigating the travel of an adult American citizen victim, who investigators believe was tricked into traveling from the Buffalo area to Yemen in an attempt to force her into an arranged marriage. The complaint states that defendant Khaled Abu Ghanem, the victim's father, and her brother Waleed Abu Ghanem discussed killing her if she did not abide by their wishes. Subsequent investigation determined that in September 2021, without her family's knowledge, the victim traveled to Mexico. After learning where she was, the victim's family traveled to Mexico and physically forced her involuntarily to return to the United States. According to the victim, her father stated, quote, she would be traveling outside the United States whether she liked it or not, or he would bury her in the backyard, end quote. The victim attempted to flee her residence only to find that all doors had been locked. She was also forced to withdraw as a student from the university at Buffalo, lost all access to the internet and social media, and was under constant threat of harm. The victim was told if she did not comply and agree to an arranged marriage, she would be locked up in her home without contact with the outside world forever, and her fiancé, who her family disapproved of, would be killed. On September 17, 2021, the victim's fiancé called the Lackawanna Police Department, stating he had not been able to contact the victim for over a week. Lackawanna Police responded to the Abuganem residence and advised the family to contact the victim's fiancé. Subsequently, the Abuganem family with the victim left Lackawanna and traveled to Sana'a, Yemen, where the victim is currently being held by family. According to the victim, her father stated that, quote, "You are no longer in the West, you are in the Middle East, women like you are killed," end quote. The victim stated that her father proposed a marriage for which he would be paid $500,000, but she refused and as a result was physically assaulted. The victim's fiancé continued to call the Lackawanna police, who responded to the Abuganem residence but were told the victim is fine and to stop making welfare checks. In April 2022, some members of the family left Yemen and returned to the United States, leaving the victim in Yemen under the supervision of two of her brothers. The defendants made an initial appearance before U.S. Magistrate Judge H. Kenneth Schroeder Jr. and are being held pending a detention hearing on February 17, 2023. The complaint is a result of an investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation under the direction of Acting Special Agent in Charge Darren Cox, Customs and Border Protection, under the direction of Director of Field Operations Rose Brophy. Additional assistance was provided by CPB in Boston, Massachusetts, and the U.S. Department of State's Diplomatic Security Service. The fact that a defendant has been charged with a crime is merely an accusation, and the defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. Thank you for listening to this episode of True Crime Briefs. You can subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast listening app. All of the information I share is available in the public record. And remember, justice is served one case at a time.